Let's go on to chapter 2. It opens with a sleepless and troubled Nebuchadnezzar whose disturbing dreams demand some kind of interpretation. It was a commonly held assumption in the ancient world that a king might receive important messages through his dreams, which could exercise evil powers over him unless an interpreter intervened and performed some kind of religious ritual to appease the gods and thus alter the course of that evil. That was the underlying and desperate motive for the king to get his dream interpreted, and quickly. In Daniel 2:2, Nebuchadnezzar called his magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers together, demanding not only that they interpret his dream, but impossibly also tell him what the dream was. Like Daniel, these would have been captured citizens from a variety of countries representing the Babylonian Empire's quests. It could be necromancers from Egypt, philosophers from Greece, etc. But unlike Daniel, they thought it impossible to first know a sleeping man's dream and then interpret it accurately. Nebuchadnezzar built his empire on military power and might. Every detail of this story indicates his fallback state of mind was one of threats, power, violence. His viciousness in Daniel 2:5, to tear or cut the magicians to pieces if they didn't discern his dream correctly, gives a hint of how he built his empire on brute force. What a contrast to the kingdom of God that Daniel would later describe, built on a God who loved and rescued his people, not just